And the wages of sin is death. But Christ made the way for you. He came and became a sacrifice for you.
Okay.
You need to come and you need to have your faith and trust in what he did and not in many religions and in your own works. You need to trust in Christ and you need to repent and forsake your sins and draw to God. And he will send his spirit and you can be born from above and made a new creation in him. And then you can be a holy biblical saint, living a life of holiness and enduring in the faith. And that's the path to eternal life for you. Have you ever heard that?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
Would you like
to? I mean, the thing is, most of the religions, they have the same ideology, right? In the back end, they have the same ideology? Or they are like branches?
There's no religion outside of true biblical Christianity that has the true gospel. There's thousands and thousands of false man-made religious systems and started them to deceive you. But there's only one truth.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. What about people who believe in Punjabi gurus, right? In Indian gurus. What about those?
It's man-made religion.
They
it's
are
not
also
of God.
Saying the same thing, the stuff that you're saying. Because I'm not here, like, I'm not saying that it's wrong. But I'm just trying to understand, you know.
The empty tomb.
Asking about
the empty tomb.
Follow me.
There's only one empty tomb of Jesus Christ. He was risen. Jesus Christ shed his blood and he died a bitter death as a sacrifice for our sins and he was put in the grave and on the third day he rose again to conquer death. There is nothing outside of that because he himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. Okay? Consider that. There's only one way, one truth, and one life that leads to eternal life with the Father. The many other ways, there's one way, a narrow road to eternal life. There's a lot of thousands of broad that form up a broad road to destruction, all right, and sin. So test yourself, all right? That card I gave you has the biblical gospel on there, all right? Something for you to refer to. Do you have a Bible?
Not really.
Well, you should get a Bible. Or if you want to, check out the website. If you go to the teaching page, there's another website for my brother, yes, don'tperish.com, that you can check out. There's thousands of articles in the gospel on there. And reach out and let me know if we can help you. If you actually seek God's truth, we can help you in it, all right?
Okay.
Jesus is the only way, all right? Don't follow false religion. We all had to come out of it. I did too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Like, how? Can you tell me a little bit?
Yeah, do you know what the Hutterites are?
Sorry?
The Hutterites.
Not really.
It's basically a false religious cult in a church that calls itself Christian, all right? But I had to study God's truth, and because I studied God's truth and I loved it and I had faith in it, and I believed in God, I started repenting and forsaking my sins. And then God sends his Holy Spirit and you can be born again. And I had to be born again too. And if you're not born from above, Jesus said, you cannot see the kingdom of God. But when you're born from above, then through the Spirit of God, then you can see the truth clearly and you walk in it. And you can bear fruit of holiness, righteousness, and obedience to God and his ways. And you can keep striving and enduring in this and find the path to eternal life and have the hope of salvation.
Brother.
Okay. That makes sense?
Brother.
I'm on the phone with my brothers here.
Could you tell him one thing for me?
Sure, why don't you talk to him?
Oh, hello. Hey, young man, would you do me one favor?
Of course.
Would you go with the rest of your life and seek and find out who is Jesus Christ? Is he Lord? Hold on. Is he Lord? Is he Lord, lunatic, or liar? When you can figure out who he is, you will find eternal life to follow him.
I mean, I don't know who I am, so I'm
you don't need to
wait,
know.
Okay. So wait, should I spend the rest of my life knowing who I am or knowing who Jesus is?
Why? Because if you find Jesus, then you'll be glad you don't know yourself, because if you find yourself and then find Jesus, you'll have to lose yourself for him anyway.
You know what you're gonna be one day?
Understand that.
You know what you're gonna be one day, young man? How old are you?
I'm 25 right now.
I'm 60. I'm probably going to be it before you. You're going to be powder and vapor one day. You are so, so finite. So am I. Jesus Christ is infinite. Seek and find who he is, and you will find out the meaning to life.
Oh, yeah?
Amen.
Okay, I got to read about history and stuff.
Read his words. Get a Bible, the New Testament.
The Bible is the best history?
Yes, read his words himself, what he said and who he said he was, and believe it and know it. Know who he is, like my brother said. Know who he is. Find out who he is. Is he a Lord? Is he who he said he was? Or was he basically a lunatic and a liar? He can't be both, okay? And then consider that he said that there's only one way and he is the way. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. Think about it, okay?
Sure.
Let us know if we can help you, okay?
Of course, so, is like, do you come often around here?
Occasionally, we go for walks. But if you go, if you want to talk, the website has my contact information on there, right? You can email me, you can text me, you can reach out and ask any questions, and it'll help you, right?
Okay, sure thing.
All right. See you. Have a good night.
Have a good night, you too.